If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Rest your mind, enjoy some time with the family, get that groin ready to go.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson, Josh Briscoe, and Beards. Special coverage coming your way as Chiefs and Bengals AFC Championship game are pregame starting at 6 a.m. NFC Championship game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB and the Chiefs and Bengals AFC Championship game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB coming up this weekend. 913-912-4810 is the text line to be a part of the show, part of the conversation. 913-912-4810. And we're giving something away.
We're giving something away,
Let's
Jason.
Give something away.
I think we might be giving away one of our best giveaways yet. I'm not going to tell you what caller number wins yet. I don't even know if Beards has unblocked the phones. You will have to speak to Beards, which is really a prize in and of itself, because we're giving away two tickets to Adam Sandler Live at the T-Mobile Center on Saturday, February 11th. The good news is we have Adam Sandler with us live in studio right now. Hey, Adam, how are you? How excited are you for this show, Adam?
Shampoo is better. It cleans the hair.
It's the Adam Sandler Live Tour with surprise guest is still all I've found for like what else is going to be going on there. That's exciting. That's enticing to me.
Conditioner is better. It makes the hair silky and smooth.
He's bringing comedy and song. The art for the tour has got him jamming on a guitar as well. You're getting the full Sandler experience. Plus, I've been to many a T-Mobile show, and it's an incredible venue to get to see a show like this at. But I've never seen Adam Sandler, which I know separates you and I from our live story. That's the only thing. I've never seen Adam Sandler live.
My first concert was Adam Sandler, like back in seventh grade, I think it was, out at Sandstone. I'm always going to call Sandstone. Back at Sandstone. And the only memory I have besides, you know, picturing him on the stage with a guitar, like that's what I remember. I don't remember anything else that came from that show except for this odd smell outside. Like, did somebody run over a skunk out there? Like, what is that? A lot of people smoking cigarettes, it looked like.
Sure.
But it was like wacky tobacco or something like that. I don't know. It was an interesting smell, and that was my first experience as, you know, a sixth grade, seventh grade, or whatever it was, enjoying some Adam Sandler.
And a lot of people enjoying some other stuff, I suppose.
Right.
But go enjoy some Adam Sandler, and you can do it on us if you call 913-3810-810, and you're what, Beards? Caller number 81?
I was thinking more like an 8.
Let's do 10. Split the difference.
That's fine.
Caller number 10 gets two tickets to Adam Sandler Live. That is February 11th. That is a Saturday at the T-Mobile Center. We'll get your info from Beards. Caller number 10 for Adam Sandler Live at the T-Mobile Center on Saturday, February 11th.
Texas, why is Denny Matthews impersonating Adam Sandler?
Put on your Hanukkah. It's yarmulke. Is it yarmulke or is it Hanukkah? I don't know. The tutu. It's time for Hanukkah.
Once we have 10 callers, can you go ahead and just give me an Adam Sandler ticket's gone?
You know, in baseball, you actually can smoke your marijuana. A little bit more than you could in the past. No steroids, though. Can make yourself better. Just maybe a little worse. And gone, mind is he.
The only note I have for your Denny Matthews impression, it's my favorite of your impressions, and I wish I had that. I wish I had that capability. If you could just a little more often just sort of bring in like a grinky at the mound, just a total non sequitur that brings you back to a baseball game.
Yeah. Keller comes shut. Official time and temperature brought to you by the parking spot. Easy to spot, easy to park. Parking spot, in case you ask.
Just every once in a while, just talk about the parking spot.
Let's do what?
You guys parked over there?
Actually, where I park is the parking spot.
Parked at this Adam Sandler show.
Easy to spot, easy to park. That would be the parking spot at KCI.
It's a good impression, man. I don't know what to
tell you. My favorite Denny line ever is when he turned into Bob Uecker for one game. When I believe it was Mark Redman on the mound, who was not good. And he had gone like six starts in a row giving up a run in the first inning. And I remember listening to the game, and Denny Matthews, it was as critical as like I had heard in a long time. And he said along the lines of like, Mark Redman, trying not to give up a run in the first inning today. Should be a nice change for him. Oh my God! That's as critical as it gets for Denny. Be a nice change for this guy not to shuck.
That's an annihilation.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Beards, are the tickets gone?
They're gone.
And gone tickets.
Bang.
All right, so Texter wants to know, am I number 10?
Beards, the Texter number 10?
Was Texter the...
Did you call?
I'm just saying
the person who won at this point should know that they won. Texter.
I'm just letting you know what the text was saying.
It's a great question.
We read every text without proofreading it. Every text that comes in,
we just read it out loud, repeat it. No thought, no filter.
This is true. Text says all-star Mark Redman. That is right. Yeah, that is all-star. Text says, I don't know the number.
I gave out the number.
Am I number 10? I don't know the number. One. Did you get to 9 calls and then my text came in?
You're a 10 texter, but you weren't caller number 10.
Text says, call? It's 2023. Don't make me call.
I wanted to just do the thing that was the most inconvenient for Beards. I considered saying, get sprint to the front door here at Union Broadcasting and we'll just make Beards stand out in the slush. Hold on. Actually, Beards, can we tell the previous winner that they don't actually win?
No.
I'd like to send you into the slush.
Nope.
Flag down Beards McFly in the parking lot and sing him an Adam Sandler song.
As we get ready for sad fans, I want to play a couple of other quick clips. And I know that Beards is like, yeah, I've got everything set up for sad fans. I've got it all opened up and everything.
Let's look at the other stuff open,
just
too.
Just press play. Can we hear Tom Brady? He was asked about by Jim Gray on his podcast, the Brady and Jim Gray podcast.
Let's Go, I believe it's called. There's an implied third word there in the middle, but it's implied because it's a podcast.
Let's Go. Let's Go.
Let's Go podcast is what I was thinking, actually.
Well, it's probably the words used most often by professional athletes. Let's go.
And certainly by
Tom
Brady.
Let's go. Let's go. Man in the arena. So Tom Brady was asked by Jim Gray, hey, what you think you're going to do this offseason? You retiring? You playing? What do you think?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
What did he say there? The answer to Jim Gray and his podcast partner. They're hosts together.
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it. Okay, I'm taking it a day at a time.
The best. I should have left in the 6 seconds of dead silence by Jim Gray, since he clearly did not expect that response from Tom Brady on their podcast, and then him responding about 6 seconds later, going, well, Tom, it is the question that everybody is wanting to know and that is talking about.
Let's just recreate it with the silence, Beards. Let's just get that one more time.
Yeah.
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
Well, Tom, it's really what a lot of people are talking about right now with you and wondering what's going to happen this offseason. So
I got my kind of stopwatch app out. That was about 6 seconds right there.
Taken aback a little bit there.
Takes Jim Gray a second to just sort of put out the little fires on his eyebrows that had just been singed.
Texas, I bet Tom Brady answered it that way to scare other people from asking it. Well, if he's going to say that to Jim Gray, who is his sort of go-to guy, is his...
He's just going to knife the next person.
Trusted media person in
his cheeks.
His butt chin. Just be an imprint.
He will slice you with his cheekbones.
His media person he's allowed into his inner circle. If he's going to say that with Jim Gray, then... Or maybe he won't feel as comfortable with others and just be like, I'm just still trying to figure it out. Whereas Jim Gray, he's more comfortable going, Jim, bleep you. Bleep you, AH. Don't bleep and ask me that, you piece of bleep. But anyway, let's get into the podcast. Let's go. Let's go. Let's talk about this.
They also... Open your third eye, Jason.
It's blind.
Didn't edit that out.
No, they did not. They did edit it with the bleeps.
I think the Let's Go crew knows how to make some good content. I believe that Jim Gray was totally blindsided by that, to be clear. But they didn't. But nobody said, yeah. Hey, should we edit that out? Oh, no.
No, because when they released it, it was already beeped out. There was no editing by me. That was already bleeped out by the Let's Go podcast.
I'm saying they could have really done everybody. If that was something they were really uncomfortable with, they could have just wiped that from the podcast feed. That question and answer could have never made it to the air.
It's funny. Texas, Andy Reid should have asked after. Because they did have Andy Reid on as a guest after that opening segment. That is... Tom, what are you going to do? Doggone it, Tom. Well, you know. Doggone it, Tom. Let me know what you're going to do, huh? Have some cheeseburgers together. Doggone it, Tom. One other one I wanted to play before we hit the sad fans. Travis Kelce was on the Pat McAfee show. And he talked about things that were actually serious, like did they expect Patrick Mahomes to return to the game? Andy Reid and what he's done for Travis Kelce's success. But for some reason... Just as in this show, we talked about truck nuts, and we start talking to Kent Swanson about truck nuts.
Matty Lane.
Oh, yeah, it was Matt Lane about truck nuts. Apparently, in the Pat McAfee show this day, or yesterday, when they had Travis Kelce on, they might have been discussing aliens for some reason, and so they simply asked Travis Kelce if aliens exist.
Big on aliens. My dad had a computer set aside that was hooked up to some speakers when I was a kid. For satellite radio in space. And I'm telling you, that thing used to make some weird sounds. Used to make some really weird sounds, especially at like awkward times in the night when you're just sitting there as a 10-year-old kid in your room.
This is awesome. Is your dad still doing this?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he gave up on that that dealer.
Was he sending anything to them, or he was just trying to hear back
highlights?
He might. That's a great question. I think I need to dive deep more into this thing. I just remember asking him what it was, and he said, it's just a radio waves in space. It could be." But I'm a firm believer, man. They're out there, baby.
You might be one.
You might be one is a great line, man.
Great dismount by Pat McAfee. Big on aliens, Travis Kelce is. He's big on aliens, and his dad had a radio set up to receive audio from outer space and if aliens exist. And some random, just a little radio, it's just from outer space.
My favorite part, not to start poking holes in a beautiful clip of audio, but it's a 10-year-old Travis Kelce hearing more of the noises at night, as if night is an objective term that would also apply interstellarly. Like, it's not the same time, just like on the other side of the country right now. You know, like they're in Cincy, right?
I love that. That's what you're focusing on.
Used that as a lie. It was
Cleveland. I said Cincy, and that was just, sorry. I've got Cleveland the Bengals in the brain. I know. I said Cincy. I just meant to say Ohio, and I said Cincy, and I know that it's I know that it's the Heights. I know. I'm sorry.
This was just their cover story.
It's not New Skyline.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
New Skyline would be better than old Skyline. It kind of tastes the same. Is this New Skyline or is this old Skyline? Has this been out for a year and a half? Just been setting this meat out? Have the rats had this yet?
They might have, actually. I know it's an insane thing to focus on there, but it's just so funny. It's like, well, those, you know, the aliens are more active at night from light years away. He's 10, though. He's 10 there. Look, I'm...
Let's send
you believe
this
in aliens,
message.
Jason?
Let's send absolutely.
What do you think?
I'm also big on aliens.
Do you think that there are Beards? I want your answer on this one also. Life on other planets versus intelligent life on other planets versus life more intelligent than we have here.
All of the above.
Wow. Okay.
Why would I mean this? There's funny response and there's serious responses. Yeah. Like the serious response is, why would we think that we're the only ones in a planet of all of the solar systems in the entire universe, the only one that something has evolved on that planet to be a living, you know,
a world that has created a beautiful thing, yes, like football.
With intelligence and the ability to think and play chess, which Dexter pointed out that usually there are only two people playing chess when you said this is going to be a two-person chess game.
I meant two simultaneous chess games happening.
Typically, do you tag in chess? All right, your turn. Go get them.
Played some tag team chess. Beards, aliens?
Probably. Right now, I'm looking up to see if there's a four-player chess. And there is.
Yes!
Whoa!
Eat bleep, Texter!
Take that, Texter! Bleep you!
There's four-player chess. There's three-player chess.
That's not true. That can't be three-player chess.
It's a circular board.
So that would be the entire royal family gambit, not just the queen.
I'm going to get us some three-player chess board so we can all have a little zone bonding activity after the show someday.
Three-player chess. So you believe in aliens, Beards?
Probably.
Well, do you believe or
see,
not?
See, that's
you probably
the thing. I mean,
there's probably something else out there.
Yeah.
There's definitely. I think your logic of if there's got to be life in other places is definitely true. It seems impossible that humans would be the smartest it's gotten, right? That seems unlikely that we are an example of the smartest things in the universe.
Twitter would argue otherwise.
It certainly would.
Did you know DeMar Hamlin's dead?
Like, unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You can't just say that without context that people might not know the backstory. DeMar Hamlin is definitely not dead.
Well, that we know of. He might be weakened at Bernie's-ing.
Might be a clone. It's not that either.
That's right.
Everybody log off 5 minutes earlier than you think you need to, and I think we can prevent stuff like that from happening.
Do not log off of Reddit, though, if you're an opposing fan. God, I hope so badly it is sad fans of Bengals next week.
Next week's going to be,
please, please. If there are aliens out there.
Please, aliens, if you can hear us.
Yeah, Kelsey might be one of them. Mahomes certainly is an alien.
Do aliens have high ankles?
I mean, do they have ankles? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what they would look like. I know what they look like in Hollywood. Hollywood has produced them to look like a lot of different things, but typically walking and talking and arms and things like that, but not just some random blob that might just be, I guess there's also been attacking them. Oh, damn it. Yeah. Let's go ahead and...
sad aliens on Reddit.
Sad Jags fans on Reddit. Take it away, Beards.
And now, a list of things that Jacksonville Jaguars fans said on Reddit. Help, I'm scared. We did it, boys! Finally, no turnover on the opening drive! All good, gotta get that shitty first drive out of the way. This has to be a new speed run for s***ing off the Chiefs. LMAO, help. Quote from Chris Collinsworth. Mahomes pitches the ball. He's so good, he makes my nipples hard. Remember, everyone, the Jags are canonically a switch. They like feeling pain until they decide to flip roles and dish it out in the second half. Somebody just tell Trevor that Mahomes just scored 30 points. Doesn't matter who's throwing if Kelsey stays so open. Can y'all force one incompletion? Crying laughing emoji. Me dead. This drive just proves that Mahomes is overrated, and all credit goes to Andy Reid. Quote from Chris Collinsworth. Mahomes is so great, I'd let him f*** my wife if he wanted. More like Patrick Go-Holmes, am I right? Wait, did Collinsworth just compliment the Jags? Excuse me, I'm dead. I before E, except after C, unless you're the Chiefs, in which case you're an exception to the exception. Collinsworth is going to be low energy in the second half because he's been in the booth bathroom to King Patrick. Can somebody please get Tony Dungy in the booth ASAP? We could really use him to put the opposition to sleep again. Henny gets superstar treatment. Now our offense can't do incoming gimmick screenplay. I was told that Doug would be in his bag this game. Instead, it looks like we have Hackett on the sideline.
Easy.
This L's on Agnew. Tackled by a f***ing kicker and then a fumble.
That's fair.
Mahomes' soul made that fumble happen. He made it happen with the power of his mind like Professor X. I hope Agnew never plays an offensive snap ever. Live by the Agnew. Die by the Agnew. F*** you, Nick Wright. Jags covered the spread. Comment. That 7 points we lost by was Chad Henne. Reply. Henny coming back to f*** the Jags one last time in his career.
That's right.
Chris Collinsworth can suck my d- and I don't even have one. Drafting Trayvon Walker number one was a decision.
It was.
Collinsworth saying a couple good things about Trevor. Got to keep the next elite QB on the back burner to I'm guessing Kirk dodged COVID this whole time because he can't catch Week ending. Weak offense not being able to score. Weak defense giving up points to Chad Henne. Like, what? He beat us on one leg. What the f***? We were so close to getting the Josh Allen championship game. Mm. The worst part about this loss is that Peg Leg Pat scored a touchdown, so the media will have cause to even more this week. I'll see y'all at Waffle House, I guess. And now, the runner-up. I hope somebody draws a fake mustache on Mahomes. And now, the winner of things that Jacksonville Jaguars fans said on Reddit. God somebody get motherfucking Kelsey, motherfucking God.
Did that person have Tourette's of the keyboard?
Beards did tell me earlier, I don't hear them in advance, of course, but he did say earlier that his winner was so heavily beeped that it was honestly made him a little sad because he put so much heart and soul into the performance. So I think we're going to get to hear a director's cut of Beards.
I didn't say, but the three of us can hear it again later if you want.
Okay, good.
Not on the air.
I would like, yeah, probably not on the air, but I would like to hear
director's cut.
The
can we release the director's cut somewhere?
The Snyder's cut of Beards going NC-17. Why don't we just start doing all those on the podcast page, Beards?
Because I'm a coward.
Put a real explicit tag on there, and oh yeah, dude, we would have you saying some heinous things.
Yeah, I don't think that would be appreciated on the station's podcast page.
We could put it on the old Almost Entirely Sports feed.
That'd be fine. Nobody checks out those podcasts anyway.
Exactly.
You guys had carte blanche. When I hosted the night show, carte blanche. Do whatever you want. Put anything on the podcast. Is it between 6 and 6? No.
Nope.
Whatever you
Letter
want.
It. How do you think sad fans on Reddit got born, Jason? with a real dose of self-belief and a thought that at 9:30 p.m., most of the kids probably aren't listening anymore.
That's probably right. Yes.
Makes its jump to the zone even more special. This is really Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech versus in the NFL.
I do love that there is the dueling, not banjos, but the dueling, this commentator loves the other quarterback so much.
They hated Collinsworth, man. They hated
But Collinsworth him. Does like Trevor Lawrence.
But Chiefs fans were talking about Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
But Collinsworth loves Trevor Lawrence. Like, Trevor Lawrence is not playing well, but yet Collinsworth is still talking about how well he's playing. Outside of the Christian Kirk dropped the ball.
Yeah.
And he called it an overthrow by
That was bad. That was
Trevor
bad.
Lawrence.
Yeah, he was wrong.
That was a dime.
That was a great throw.
By Trevor Lawrence.
At least they never have to worry about Aikman talking about Mahomes positively.
Why?
True. No one's ever accused him of doing that.
Oh, that's why. Do you think you've ruined it for Aikman to talk positive about Mahomes?
I hope so, man. I hope he's in the booth thinking, I'd love to say something about Mahomes, but God, that 33% of the Super Bowl's thing.
I would sit here and say something nice about Mahomes, but I'm talking about the Chiefs and that damned Josh Briscoe I know is listening, and I will not give him the satisfaction of thinking that I believe Patrick Mahomes is better than me.
The only reason I do not try to claim that title is because I just really do believe that Troy Aikman has that energy for every young quarterback who he thinks may have a chance to be better than him. Once there's a quarter, he would have raved about what Chad Henne was doing on that 98-yard drive.
So much.
But as soon as you're like 26 and have already thrown for 4,000 yards, he's like, he's just picking you apart.
By the way, one of the Reddit commenters had something pop into my head that I hadn't even given thought to when he said that Chad Henne gets the superstar treatment. Chad Henne has half the roughing the passer calls this year that Patrick Mahomes has. Patrick Mahomes has two roughing the passer calls. Chad Henne has one. Henne just got one.
I tweeted at the time, and it really wasn't a joke.
Think about it.
It was Mahomes doesn't get that call. And I think it's probably true.
He hasn't got the call all year.
All year.
Trevor Lawrence didn't get that call.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence. Colin Saunders did hit him a little high. But Chad Henne, it's like, you
wouldn't
know
have known that if you went to the Jacksonville subreddit.
What do you mean?
That was sarcasm. They were furious.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see what you're saying, yeah. Because that happened after Chad Henne.
Yeah, that was late in the game, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, yeah, I understand the frustration there. There's been plenty of frustration in other games from Chiefs fans of like, well, that was that earlier, the heck is going on here that Chad Henne got a call that Mahomes has not got this year.
In fairness, I just don't know if AARP would have covered like the rest of the health insurance stuff that Henne would have needed after that. You, when it comes to protecting the quarterback, it's a totally different, much more practical level once they pass the age of 65 or however old Chad Henne is.
That's a good point. He's like 37 or 38, isn't he?
I mean, dead man walking. God, 37 or 38. Your life's over at that point.
Didn't Tom Brady like host him on his junior visit to Michigan or something?
That's right.
It might have been the case.
That actually sounds kind of right.
This Chad Henne guy is going to go to Michigan. I don't know. I don't think he's going to make it in
the
NFL.
Real passing of the baton.
Should go somewhere else.
I just found a story from Bleacher Report. Dolphins. Is Chad Henne Brady 2.0? I just Googled Chad Henne, Tom Brady, and the first headline is this story from 2010. Is Chad Henne Brady 2.0?
I didn't. I almost did, but I didn't save the. It's not Harry Douglas. He's a analyst on ESPN. It's not Ryan Clark.
I really wish I knew who it was for you.
Darn it.
But now I'm just thinking about Harry Douglas.
I know.
As a great name from the recent past.
It is good. And Patrick and Travis Kelce, apparently they call Harrison Butker Harry. So found that out on the Pat McAfee.
Harry Butker? Show.
Harry Butker. Oh, Harry came through. Harry's going to make some big kicks for us in the postseason, in the playoffs. But you were talking about Tom Brady and Chad Henne. At least this one is closer to that. But I believe it was Tannenbaum that was comparing Joe Burrow and saying, you know, he's in the pocket and what he's doing, it's Tom Brady. And I can't remember who it was in the background. Like, you don't have to do this. You don't have to stop. You don't. But I'm saying he looks like he's not. You
don't have
to do this.
It sounds like something Marcus Spears would do.
It wasn't Marcus Spears.
It sounds like something he would do, though, to say you don't have to do this.
Smaller. Who? Oh, my goodness. Wasn't Marcus Spears. Like, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do. Nobody. He reminds me of Tom Brady. He's like, Brady has 7 rings. You don't. I just love it. You don't have to do this. You don't have to go this route.
Right? Have to do.
You
this.
Can talk about Burrow without doing this. Stop. It's a preemptive speed bump for you.
It would be a lot more fair to Burrow and the other guy to compare him to a lesser quarterback like Troy Aikman.
You mean like a system quarterback?
That's right.
Maybe a guy that has 8 touchdown passes in 6 postseason games.
We're turning the slander back up for the playoffs.
Or maybe a guy that in 6 postseason games, his teams have scored a total of 15 points in the fourth quarter in overtime. He hasn't led his team on a touchdown drive in the fourth quarter of any of the playoff games he's played in postseason games. It's Foxworth. Thank you. Dominique Foxworth.
That's Dominic Smith. Like, okay, makes
you
sense.
You don't have to do this. You don't. It was a preemptive strike. I loved it. It was great. I didn't save it because I'm like, when are we going to talk about that?
Well, because Chad Henne came up in conversation. What?
Of course. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. There's plenty of other sound I want to play. And also, there's a hype video out there that kind of got me fired up that I kind of want to pass along on the radio. I know it was a video, so there's some highlight stuff. But the sound got the juices rolling. And I think I need to get in the mood of getting the juices rolling to match the what is starting to become a little more confident in the Chiefs and what they can do this weekend. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
That whole bit was stupid. Beards, you can mark that so we can hear how stupid that was again tomorrow.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This video of Patrick Mahomes. Oh, he tried.
Matt Derrick has video. The Chiefs are practicing indoors.
He is slowly stretching a leg. He puts weight on one leg and leans over and has the other leg go backwards, sort of like you're kicking somebody from behind, and does it on the left leg, and then the right leg does it in a little quicker to the ground, a little quicker to get the weight off that right ankle. So that tells me that he's probably not going to play. on Sunday.
Stephen St. John also tweeted out a great video of Mahomes walking up to the podium.
Yeah.
And I think there's been other clips of him walking away from the podium. Can't remember where I saw that one from. I am deep in the film today, just trying to zoom in and evaluate how Patrick Mahomes looks here. I'll say this. If I saw this this video any other week, I would wonder why Matt recorded so much of the stretching portion, which is to say that he doesn't look
it's just
belabored.
See him walking.
But I also don't know what that's going to mean about him, you know, getting rolled up on the first time on Sunday or being able to plant off that back foot.
Do you think Mahomes made it a point that when he walked in the room that he stepped up with his right foot?
I literally went frame by frame. I'm not kidding. He
back into the left.
When he walked down the steps, he did. I think he skipped the little half step that on the approach when he walked off the lectern area.
Okay.
He took the little mini step, two steps down as opposed to one step up.
Okay. I mean, it is easier to skip steps on the way up than down.
Definitely. No, I wouldn't have wanted him to just fall that whole way.
You imagine if he tried to skip a step on the way down from the podium and twisted his other ankle?
Still be better than Joe Burrow. Currently on the NFL Network, they're showing video of the Chiefs stretching.
You know what? In the break there, I went ahead and loaded in that Mike Tannenbaum and Dominique Foxworth, because even as I was recreating it, it didn't do it justice. So, speaking of Joe Burrow and Tom Brady, here is the conversation that was had yesterday afternoon with Mike Tannenbaum. Talking about what he sees in Joe Burrow and Dominique Foxworth trying to cut him off at the pass.
He really reminds me of a young Tom Brady. You go back to that first touchdown to Ja'Marr Chase, he was uncovered, and Tom Brady would rip your heart out if you dropped coverage for a nanosecond.
You don't have to do this, Mike. You don't have to.
I understand.
You don't have to do this.
I understand.
I promise you, don't have to compare him to Tom Brady. No one's making you.
Eyes are telling. Yes, yes.
He got
his accuracy,
Mike,
his anticipation.
Tom Brady got 7 Super Bowls, Mike. What are we talking about?
He's 45 years old.
What are we talking about?
So good.
He's 45 years old. So you're saying that what I think Greeny is saying is, well, when Burrow's 45, he might have 7 Super Bowls as well. I'll take the under.
I'll take the under.
Any quarterback.
Yeah.
That's how many shows Greeny's going to host in the next 45 years.
45 7 of them. Radio or TV?
Radio.
You don't have to do. Nobody's making you. Nobody's making. You don't have to do. What? It's what my eyes see. Nobody's making you compare him to Tom Brady. Okay, so don't do it. Just stop. You don't have to do this. I love that. You saw where it was going, because even at the beginning, you heard Dominique Foxworth even like a little bit like, no.
No.
You saw where it was going to. You know who he reminds me of? Don't do it. Don't. It's very Tom Brady. You know why? Because Tom Brady, if there was an open receiver, he would throw it to him.
And I think
the wide open Ja'Marr Chase touchdown against the Bills is what reminded him of Tom Brady. It's an odd play for you to go, yeah, that's Brady-esque right there. Brady-esque. Ja'Marr Chase wide open. Joe Burrow threw it. He caught it. They scored a touchdown. That's what Brady would do, along with, you know, many, 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 many other quarterbacks.
That's the thing that I think it makes it difficult, because we don't have a lot of quarterbacks who come to mind when you think about being exceptionally good at pocket management, matchup reading, delivering the football. It's really, we're going to have guys for the next 25 years of the NFL. So, you know, this guy reminds me of Josh Allen. This guy reminds me of Patrick Mahomes. Because those guys have standout skill sets that really just become incredibly evident. Lamar Jackson has already done that for quarterbacks, right? But if you say, you know, Joe Burrow back there really reminds me of a souped up Jimmy Garoppolo, that's an insult. But if you say Joe Burrow reminds me of a early career Tom Brady, that is an egregious amount of praise. We don't do a very good job of evaluating like that specific skill set, because it's not always super evident. We don't know what other quarterbacks are all that great at that specific part of the job. If you say he's a more athletic Alex Smith, you've cursed him. If you say he's a less accomplished Tom Brady, you don't have to do that.
You don't know, but you don't have to do that. Speaking of which, Dan Orlovsky weighed in on the debate.
Oh, man, I don't know that I can do this one, Jason.
Quarterback discussion this week, as there is legacy on the line between Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. They are playing against each other.
I think that was on the sheet yesterday. Yeah, we're done.
But I changed the date to today. I changed it to today's date.
It's on there, too.
It's Daniel Orlovsky. Orlovsky.
Orlovsky.
Orlov waterboard.
Is this the game plan one?
Orlovsky. Orlov snowboard.
No, it's going to be the other one, Beards.
Nope, it's going to be Burrow.
Hang on. Let me open that one up. I've got it sorted by date modified, not like when it was originally, or not by like the date it's labeled as. So let me pull that up here.
I think I meant to say water tubing. Dan Orlov water tubing.
There we go. I've got it now.
Orlovsky. All right. He says Burrow's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in football. Okay. Now, let me be very clear with what I'm saying, okay? Chiefs fans, Patrick Mahomes, best player. He's the most talented player in the NFL, and he's the most dynamic weapon. Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in football. When it comes to quarterbacking, when it comes to understanding play calls, when it comes to understanding what you have to do with the football, when it comes to understanding what the defense is, when it comes to understanding pocket manipulation, when it comes to timing and rhythm and accuracy and ball play, Joe Burrow's the best. Mm. He's the standard right now.
I did love that. Like the pretzel to work yourself into saying that Joe Burrow's the best at quarterbacking. Mahomes still the best player in the NFL at running backing.
Now, Chiefs fans, let me be clear. I'm about to say something super wrong, but
I like Orlovsky too. It's just, you know, we say stupid, you know, Beard says stupid things all the time.
Yeah, not you and me, but Beards.
Not the two of us, but, you know, we try to make up for Beards.
Well, sometimes you're just saying stuff. Sometimes you're just like, let me just compare Joe Burrow to Tom Brady. Well, let me just say something nice about Joe Burrow.
Right.
But,
and
God,
Burrow's
man.
The best quarterback in the NFL? Okay, that's fine. I wish Foxworth would have stepped in and was like, you don't have to do this.
You know who the best running back in football is?
Pacheco?
Jerick McKinnon.
Oh, at running backing?
Now, he's not the best running backing player in the game, but he's the best, what are we doing?
Well, Dan Orlovsky did go on to say that, you know, you can't game plan for Patrick Mahomes at all.
Patrick still does stuff that you just can't comprehend and you can't defend, no matter how perfect you are. If you had to kind of box in, what do you want to do against Patrick Mahomes? You would sit there and say, well, we want to play tight man coverage. We want to be physical against guys. Jacksonville does that. Cincinnati's going to try to do that. The second thing is, we want to spy Patrick Mahomes with two people. Great. Jacksonville does this. Third thing, we want to move him to his left, not to his right. You did all three of that. Still get a completion. You know what I'm saying?
Like right.
You, and I remember saying this about Patrick early on. You could have the perfect play call, and you could execute it perfectly, and it won't matter.
Yeah, because he's the best player in the NFL. But you don't have to create like that if you're Mahomes, if you're better at quarterbacking. Once you get the quarterbacking thing down. We'll take a break, but before we do,
he said you can't comprehend it, and like proved his own point that he can't comprehend it.
I can't comprehend it. There's a comprehension.
It's just a coded way of him like saying that there's a right way to play quarterback.
No, it's a coded way of saying, how can I say both Burrow and Mahomes are the best at something?
Right, sure.
And therefore, Burrow's the best and Mahomes is the best. Well, how are they both the best? They play the same position. Well, Justin Tucker is the best overall player in the NFL at that position, but is like, do you think Butker is the best at kickering?
It's just a ridiculous little bit of gymnastics and pretzel, and all that stuff. We also don't have to have two bests.
Yeah.
We can just talk about where these guys are incredible because they have those spots.
Okay, so I know this is a video, but the audio is pretty awesome too. Starcade Media.
Pick my mood up.
Here in KC does some awesome hype videos and stuff. Noah Groninger and also Clint Schweitzer. You want to do it on the other side? No, I want to do it going to break.
Okay.
I wish we could play Orlovsky going into break.
I just want to do it going to break. We're going to get pumped up, all right? We're going to get ready to roll. And then we'll, you know, have a shorty at the end of that. But Starcade Media, they do some awesome stuff, videos. Well, here's a video. This is Marty getting ready for the AFC Championship game, getting you ready for the AFC Championship game. Chiefs, there's Chiefs highlights and everything going on, but it's just Marty getting the blood pumping.
Don't see y'all in Burrowhead.
Don't sing it.
You love the spectacular. You love the globetrotter throws. You want no look. You want sidearm. You want between the legs. You want behind the back. In the end, that will bite you at this level of NFL football. He is so encouraged to be so dangerously careless with the football that it will come back to haunt you.
You do realize that Joe Burrow had more interceptions than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, this dude right here, baby. It's my dog.
We keep fighting, baby.
When you step across the white stripe, the only thing that matters is that 6 inches between your backbone and your breastbone.
Raise your eyes up. Right above is the next rung. Reach up, grab that rung. Pull yourself. Push your buddy. The next rung is today. Let's go. Light the fuse and kick some ass.
This is a game of the heart. A game of being a man. Let's go.
Do not underestimate the power of the human will. Light the ignition. Let's get this rocket ship going up now.
Those two little letters, W-E-W-E. Those two little letters, U-S, us. They're powerful. They're powerful.
Climb a mountain. You take one step at a time. Don't go looking at the top. You end up slipping on your ass. One step at a time, man. The only step that's important is the next one. One play at a time, finish everything we got.
Yeah. I like the character of this football. Because I'll tell you what, guys. When you get your back in a corner, people start looking left and right. All you got to do in this locker room is look at one another.
Every time you walk out that door to play the game, doesn't matter the arena, you expect to win.
Let's build our house. Let's go.
Focus and finish. Boat's loaded, man. Let's roll.
There's a gleam, man. There's a gleam. Let's get the gleam.
Every movement we make is with a purpose, dog. Every stance is with a purpose, dog.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel me?
Yeah.
Do you feel me?
Yeah.
Do you feel me?
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
The Zone with Jason Anderson on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, that'll do it. That'll do it. Tex says they've been doing this with Travis Kelce for years. He's the best receiving tight end.
Yeah.
Tex says Jason's the best talker. Josh is the best radio host.
Wow,
so,
thank you.
Tex says, Kickering, Jason, you don't have to do this. You know what we have to do? Get the hell out of here. Sorin Petro, the program. They're next.